The Ministry of Health says, as of today, 531 cases of meningitis have been recorded, with 89 deaths. The public relations officer of the Health Ministry, Tony Goodman, told Radio Ghana that 18 districts are affected by the outbreak, with Bunuahafu region leading with 259 cases, followed by the northern region with 58. He said the situation is alarming, but due to ongoing sensitization on the need to seek early medical assistance, more people with symptoms of the disease have reported to hospitals. He spoke to Rita Ampabintete.
Yeah, we've not been silent. We've been talking about it. We have also spoken about it. The minister went to parliament. We've issued it. But as of today, cumulatively, we have 531 suspected meningitis cases, including 89 deaths in the country. What it means is that you have a death rate of 16.8% across the country. 18 districts have recorded these cases, from Bunuahafu, Teng, Wenji, Kichima, North, Nkuranza, South, Jaman, North, Teng, Jaman, North and South District, and other districts have actually recorded some cases. So in all, you can do the distribution in this way. Ashanti has 17 cases, Bunuahafu 359 cases, Eastern 4, Central no case, Greater Accra 5 cases, and then you have Northern 58 cases, Upper East you have 35 cases, Upper West you have 44 cases, Volta you have 4, Western you have 2.
Don't you think the situation is now alarming? Because looking at 531 suspected cases, is it not alarming?
Yes, it is. But for the fact that you have communicated to the general public to report in our hospitals, if they see signs and symptoms of this particular dish, they should report. You have a lot of them. We are even expecting more of these to come, because that is the purpose of our publicity campaign we are backed on, to make sure that people go to us, that people do not sit in the house and think that this is malaria or this is headache. The facilities should be able to identify and say, let's pick this sample and run tests and say, this is meningitis, this is malaria, and this is that. So based on that, you have a lot of people reporting to hospitals. So it doesn't mean that it is alarming. It means that people are non-conscious, people are rushing to hospital. Either to, they would have taken their own medication, sit in the house and do their own thing, and death would have been recorded. So it is good they are going to the hospital. It is good they are conscious now. It is good they know the signs and symptoms and are going to hospital to report.
Do you think that your education has really gone down well to the people?
Yes. Where we have the cases rising up, we have adopted different measures there. Across the country, we are using masks here, but in the community, we are using the gongo, using a traditional way of communicating to the people. And I can tell that it's working. What is left is the willpower for the people to know that, okay, if I have this, I have to cough. If I see somebody coughing, I need not to get closer to the person. This could be meningitis. So our communication is going down well, but the willpower is what is left.
Mr. Goodman said the Ministry of Health has enough vials in the system to manage the outbreak, adding that 7,500 vials have been dispatched to all the affected districts.
We've supplied enough antibiotics and medication to our facilities to be able to cure this particular disease if it arises at all.
Do you have enough vials at your disposal to manage the outbreak?
Yes, we have enough vials now, and we have a lot of companies who have supported. Government of Ghana have procured some. We have about 7,500 vials distributed across Bunuahafu and the northern parts of Ghana. Various lab reagents have been procured for proper lab tests to be run. CDC US is also supporting us. They've arrived in Ghana, and they are doing some work with our people. So in all, there are a lot of things we are doing to make sure that we reduce this meningitis to the barest minimum. So,
based on your data, how soon do you think this outbreak can be reduced?
We are hoping that the weather will change quickly, because as you are aware, we are just dealing with meningitis because the weather has changed. You have a lot of heat or drowsiness in the weather, so that is the cause. So we are also hoping that the weather will change, and then so we are just looking at the pattern, the weather pattern, and we'll be able to say that okay, it's ending today.
Some media discussions have argued, and some of them have even complained, that it appears the Ghana Health Service and the Ministry of Health they are not really taking keen interest in this disease compared to Ebola.
Because you are dealing with two different viruses. You are dealing with a disease condition that is endemic to you, and you have the Ebola, which is not part of our system, which would have been transported from a different country to us. But for the measures we put in place, we are not able to have it. So it means that you are dealing with two different things. This particular one, if you rush to the hospital in time, you'll be safe. Even though Ebola, you take the risk or the chances of being saved when you get to the hospital is different from this particular. You're dealing with two different bacteria, and I can tell you that maybe that may account to